Morning Edition continues now on 89.1 WEMU. Good morning, I'm David Fair, and this is Issues of the Environment. It's a regular feature during Morning Edition each Wednesday. There are concerns on the northeast side of Ann Arbor about the possibility of overdevelopment, of the potential for increased traffic loads in an already heavily traveled area, and of potential harm to the area's wetlands. At issue is a housing development proposal put forth by Pennsylvania-based Toll Brothers. The high-end developer has a deal to purchase 109 acres of land at the corner of Nixon and Duvaran Roads and is seeking approval to build a 491-unit community there. Our guest this morning is Lisa Dussault, and Lisa is spokesperson for the group Ann Arbor Northeast Alliance. The group is proposing the project be scaled back to better accommodate the area and ensure environmental and quality of life protections. Lisa, good morning, and thank you for coming in.
Good morning. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Well, first, let's describe the very nature of the proposed development, and perhaps we can get a better visual picture of why there are some concerns here. This would be a mixed development, and in that I mean different housing options, primarily condominiums and townhomes, but a couple of single homes buried in there as well.
Well, it's our understanding that the majority of the project is going to be dense residential developments with multi-unit two- and three-story buildings.
The height of those buildings has some concern for you, correct?
Yes, there's farmland in this area right now, mm-hmm. and there is a tributary to Traver Creek that runs through the area. There's also some wetlands on that area, so we're concerned that the development is going to infringe upon that.
As you look at the development, you've made some requests and tried to engender some change in attitude about how to plan this development. So if it is going to go up, it's going to try and at least hold harmless this environment you speak of.
That's correct. We recognize that the Nixon family owns this farmland. They are free to sell it to whomever they please. What we would like to do is we would like to work with the city to ensure that the natural areas and the natural features that are there are preserved as much as possible without infringing too much on the surrounding neighborhoods.
As you look at the way the development is originally proposed, how would it impact your quality of life right now? It seems to me that it's going to be separate from where existing homes are. Is it going to actually impact your sight lines? Is it going to impact your ability to get into and out of your neighborhoods?
Yes, we believe it will. The initial plan was for multi-story developments within 30 feet of the property line, which would have required that a significant amount of woodland be removed behind our neighborhood. So the site plan has been amended, but it's been amended because there are the wetlands that are on the southwest parcel of the property. So with regard to sight lines, the revised site plan is better with in regard to the buildings that were planned directly behind our neighborhood, but another one of our concerns is traffic, and that with the addition of the Toll Brothers development, another planned development on Pontiac Trail in Duvaran, and another development that is in process right now on Traverwood, that it's going to significantly impact the amount of traffic that's on the northeast side of Ann Arbor. So it doesn't necessarily just impact our neighborhood. It's everyone who lives on the northeast side of Ann Arbor.
Now, the city of Ann Arbor has authorized a traffic study of the area and does seem willing to take a look at what that study presents and perhaps make some traffic accommodations to better ease congestion in the area. Is that good enough in your eyes?
Our understanding is that the plan is to put a roundabout in at the corner of Nixon and Duvaran, where currently there is an offset in the road between Duvaran and Green, and it's a four-way stop, and it currently becomes very congested. So other than that, we don't know of a lot of other accommodations that are going to be made in the roadways to better handle the amount of traffic. What we would like to see is some additional protections put in for pedestrians and especially the school children that are in the area, because it does become very congested with regard to Clegg Middle School and Logan Elementary School in the mornings and the afternoons.
This is Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU, and I'm David Fair. We're talking with Lisa Dussault, who serves as spokesperson for the Ann Arbor Northeast Alliance. It's a residents group who is hoping to scale back the proposed Toll Brothers development project in the Nixon and Duvaran Road area, and in their words, protect the quality of life and the environment in the northeast side of the city. Let's talk a little bit more about that environment. You mentioned wetlands and the fact that there's going to be some tree clearing as a result of this development. How can those wetlands be protected in your estimation, given the scale of this development?
Well, I think probably the best way to protect those wetlands is for the developers to strictly adhere to the Clean Water Act and the provisions set forth in the ruling with regard to how they manage moving the earth around to protect the wetlands and to not disturb the wetlands and to also prevent silt and other foreign objects from entering Traver Creek, which is a tributary of course, the Huron River.
And between that act and the regulations as imposed by Washtenaw County, it seems to me, and the city of Ann Arbor, it seems to me that the wetlands will be relatively well preserved, regardless of what scale this development is.
Yes, we would like to see those wetlands preserved and potentially turned into a parkland to prevent further development that might come into those wetlands.
Well, let's get into the heart of the issue. This is a proposal before the Planning Commission and Ann Arbor City Council in October. Between now and then, what would you like to see changed?
Well, what we would like to see is independent reviews of the natural features. There's been a natural features inventory done, but it's only been on areas surrounding the Nixon Farm. So we would like to see a current natural features inventory to make sure that there aren't any endangered species that this development is going to impact. And, you know, we'd like to see the conservation of as much of the wetlands and the surrounding area as possible, and potentially the utilization of greenbelt funds to make sure that this area stays more in tune with what it is currently as opposed to a very dense development.
Now, I want to make very clear again, Toll Brothers at this point has no plans to harm in any way or change the structure of the wetlands, correct?
There are some wetlands that are, I think, will be impacted, and they've indicated that they're going to create some artificial wetlands with regard to stormwater detention and runoff.
This whole conversation kind of plays to the broader conversation that's taking place across Ann Arbor over development and neighborhood preservation. What would you say to someone who contends that you're kind of a regressionist, perhaps, interested more in stopping new development than and anything else?
We're certainly aware that someone may feel that way, but we're not trying to just keep the view of this very, very myopic and just to our neighborhood, and that we'd like to see the city take a look at the development and the density that's going on right now or that's planned in some of the open areas in the city and try to maintain it as a quality of life issue for all the residents with regard to, you know, our parklands, with regard to the urban tree canopy, with regard to traffic. And so it may seem that this is a very smally focused kind of way to look at it, that it's just our neighborhood. But we've been very careful to make sure that we have thought in broader context than just our neighborhood.
And perhaps trying to create a template for other conversations.
Absolutely.
Across the city. Well, it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. And once we get to October and the Planning Commission meeting and the City Council meeting, I think we should visit again. And, of course, we'll open our airwaves to Toll Brothers and City of Ann Arbor officials as well.
That would be awesome. I would welcome the opportunity to come back.
Thank you. That is Lisa Dussault, and she is a spokesperson for the Ann Arbor Northeast Alliance. I'm David Fair, and you've been listening to Issues of the Environment. It's a regular Wednesday feature produced in partnership with the Washtenaw County Environmental Health Division. It's heard only on 89.1 WEMU.